like things right, then Miller High Life is your beer. Brewed with a dedication to perfection, Miller keeps all the hearty, robust, good flavors in the bottle, in the can, in the keg, so you get all the man-sized goodness of the champagne of bottled beer. How about Miller for you? It's just right.
People on the go, more than ever seem to know.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Hello, Ed McMahon for Monitor 68, where we'll be on the line with Bob Considine in just 3.5 minutes. A bit later, we'll meet the left-handed native of Phoenix, Arizona, who's currently the hottest thing in professional bowling. Meantime, let's lend our ears to the young Americans as they sing Happiness.
Happiness is two kinds of ice cream, finding your state, telling the time. Happiness is learning to whistle, the very first time. Happiness is playing the drum in your own school
band, and happiness is walking hand in hand.
Happiness climbing a tree. Happiness is finding a nickel, catching a firefly, setting him free.
Happiness is being alone every now and then, and happiness is coming home again.
Behind the wheel of Torino, Success Car 68, street version of the specially modified cars that ran away with the grueling Riverside 500. Torino's the hottest performing, hottest selling new intermediate on the market today. And to top it off, Torino has just been named pace car for the Indianapolis 500. Check Torino at your Ford dealers now, and you'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
Those better.
Next on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Did you know there's an electronic computer located in Martinsburg, West Virginia, that knows exactly how much dough you made last year, what you owe the government, and what you may have coming back to you? Well, there is, and I'll be back to tell you something about it after this. What does it mean to your whole family to have health insurance that pays? Here's the answer from Mutual of Omaha.
The family breadwinner. His wife at home. His children at home. at school and play. Can all depend on Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection to help pay the big bills brought on by sickness or accident. Mutual of Omaha Major Medical Protection can pay up to $10,000 in benefits for each one in your family for each sickness or accident. It can help pay for hospital, doctors, and surgeons' bills, drugs, nursing and medical services, in and out of the hospital. Modern medical care can be costly, and costs keep rising. So, if you're the breadwinner and have a family at home, see your local Mutual of Omaha man for major medical protection. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
This will be the second year of operation for the gigantic computer in Martinsburg, West Virginia, where the Internal Revenue Service stores its income tax records. The somewhat alarming machine has swallowed and memorized the personal tax accounts of 70 million Americans. It gets bigger each year, this machine, and it gets smarter and even more benevolent, a fellow at IRS was telling us the other day. For example, it has notified its handlers that it will return 38% more refunds this year than last, and that comes to about $3,400,000. The computer has a great memory, but it hasn't any brain. The information that has been fed to it must be accurate, or it cannot respond accurately. Last year, for example, it ruled that a refund of $5,100 be sent to a Long Island man who doesn't make quite that much a year. He asked a friend about this windfall, and the friend said, anxiously, "Send it back quick, or they'll start charging you interest on it." The terrified man sent the check back to the revenuers with a letter to the effect that if he did have a refund coming, he figured it would have to be about $215, not $5,100. The case was resubmitted to the computer. It ruled that the Long Island man was right, and that $7 interest should be paid to him, making his refund $222. And then, having so ruled, it sent him a check for $1,600. The poor man sent it back with a tear-stained letter. Well, back to that computer in Martinsburg. There it was discovered that a Middle Western businessman had made a mistake in his Social Security number on his tax return, just one digit out of line. The mistake made his return match exactly the Social Security number of the guy in Long Island. There were 2 million cases like that in the computer's first year of use. But this year, it has been taught to catch such mistakes. Last year, it tried to pay a $3 million refund to a well-known American industrial firm. The envelope containing the $3 million bucks was just about to be sealed and sent when some smart aleck, yes, they have human beings in the computer place, too, some smart aleck questioned the machine's judgment. The case was checked out, and the company acknowledged, quite sheepishly, that a lowly secretary had made a typographical error in the company's return. The machine was instructed to watch out for things like that. And lo and behold, the very same thing happened this year, but the tilt sign showed on time on the machine. The computer must separate the tax returns of 1 million William Smiths in the country. The mailman is confused, but not that dear old machine in Martinsburg, West Virginia, which I am trying to butter up, as you can see. I'm sending in a 5-gallon tin of lubricating oil for its birthday. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha. What does it mean to have health insurance that pays? Well, here's what Philip Dell of Niles, Ohio, told us.
First, it was an on-the-job accident. Then just 2 days before I was to go back to work, a sudden illness. But our monthly Mutual of Omaha check took care of every bit of our necessities.
Learn how it can pay you to have health insurance that pays. Call your local Mutual of Omaha man. There's only one Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again later today, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Nationwide, it's NBC.
At 19 minutes after the hour, this is Ed McMahon for Monitor. A good time to hear from the team of Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. Sundown, sundown.
There's no one in this world for me. There's never gonna be. There's no never gonna be. And yet sometimes in my dreams I hear.
Southpaw sensation. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your quality Buick dealer during Buick Bargain Days.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, a brand new Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? This
year? Buick Bargain Days are here. And all our brand new Buicks are suddenly even easier to own. All our brand new, beautifully equipped Buicks, Skylarks, Special Deluxes, Grand Sports, the Sabres, Wildcats, Electra 225s, and Rivieras. We're doing everything we can to make Buick Bargain Days the best days ever for you.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? Exciting new Buicks.
25-year-old Dave Davis of Phoenix is 6'2", 106 pounds, a string bean. But he's the hottest thing on the Professional Bowlers Association Tour. A report from Monitor's sports editor, Len Dillon.
Dave, you've been bowling a little better than 4 years, right?
Yes, I have.
How old is the average age of the bowler on tour now?
Well, when I first got on the tour, the average age was a little over 32. Right now, it is down to about 27. That's because of the junior league programs at, across the country, and these young fellows are coming out of junior league, and they're ready. They know they can bowl good, and they're not afraid to bowl you, and they just get right out there and swing at you. And that's, you've got to stay sharp to beat them.
Reputations or names don't mean a thing.
Don't mean anything anymore, not with the junior leaguers.
Well, you've had a phenomenal career. You won $17 in 1963, and $54,165 last year. And you topped it off by being named by your fellow PBA members PBA Bowler of the Year. Now, you're the first bowler to win two PBA National Championship titles. Are the left-handed bowlers trying to tell the right-handed bowler something?
Well, that's quite a controversy, the left-handed and right-handed right now. But I really don't think so. Both years, I was very fortunate to win the tournaments. The right things happened at the right times, and that's all it really is now. I had a good year last year, and there's other left-handers this year having a good year. But we aren't really trying to tell them anything. We're out there to bowl. It's our living. It's the way we make our living. That's where we're working as a means to an end, and that's all we're out there for.
Well, now, you were named a member of the All-American Bowling Team last year, and that's only the second time a lefty has ever earned that honor. Isn't that true?
Yes, that is true. Bill Allen was named, I believe, 2 years ago. He's a left-handed bowler from Orlando, Florida.
Does there seem to be more left-handed bowlers coming along?
Yes. When I first got on the tour, there were five of us that made the tour every week. That was 4 years ago. Now there are about 20 or 24 fellows every week, left-handers, that do make the tournaments.
Well, you have the biggest tournament of the year coming up next month, the $100,000 Tournament of Champions in Akron in April. What does your wife plan to do with the money?
I don't know about that. We're going to wait and see. I know that's $25,000 first place, and they guarantee you, there's 48 players that guarantee $1,000 just to bowl in the tournament there. And it is a tremendous tournament. It's one of the best we have. But whether my wife Pat's going to get $25,000, I don't know yet. We're just going to have to wait and see.
What about your future, Dave? Do you plan to go into another business when you get through bowling, or do you plan to continue on the tour and be selective about your tournament spot?
I'd like to, in 8 years, be able to select my terms, as you've stated. And I do have a sponsor who is my manager. He does invest the money I do win on the tour. And we're working for a future, and we're going to try and build it as fast as we can build it.
Well, Dave Davis, let's hope that you pick up that $25,000 first prize in April in Akron in the Tournament of Champions and continue a successful career in bowling. And thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Lynn. It's been my pleasure.
Glenn Dillon for Monitor Sports.
By the way, the Tournament of Champions gets underway next Tuesday. Now this word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Here's a letter from a guy who says, Phil, you said that State Farm Fire and Casualty offers big home insurance protection and fast claim service at low cost. I thought all home insurance costs were more or less the same. That's right, sir. They are, more or less. With most companies, you pay more. With State Farm, usually less.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Follow all the sports news every weekend right here on Monitor. If you were a cat, you'd be purring about the news announcing the 1968 All-American Glamour Kitty Contest, sponsored by Kitty Pan, America's most popular cat litter. 36 regional winners selected from every part of the country will receive appropriate recognition and prizes. All will be eligible to be crowned the All-American Glamour Kitty. Six finalists selected by the judges will fly in luxurious comfort aboard Eastern Airlines to attend an exciting 7-day expense-paid pageant vacation at the fabulous Hotel Fontainebleau in Miami Beach. You and your cat will become celebrities of the feline world. Let's hear it out there, friends. The lucky pageant winner will be crowned with a jeweled tiara and mink-trimmed cape designed by Morris Goodman and Associates of New York. No pedigrees required to enter. Fill out the official entry blank found in specially marked bags of Kitty Pan cat litter, on sale in supermarkets and wherever pet specialties and supplies are sold. Decision of the judges will be final. Contest ends April 29th. Void where taxed or prohibited. From King Richard's Flugel Nights to Life. You're in tune with Monitor 68 wherever you are, at home or in your car, anywhere in these United States. In the heart of America's Middle West, station KSD serves the St. Louis area. Hello, St. Louis. After a short time out, while you hear from the NBC station in your vicinity, we'll be back with more.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
Good morning, this is Dr. Joyce Brothers, Plaza 78866.
Good morning, Dr. Brothers. I'm calling in reference to a problem that I didn't think I'd ever have to call about, and that is frigidity.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
This is Monitor, noting that as in many other big American cities, policemen in Chicago are now allowed to drive taxicabs during their off-duty hours. One cop had that privilege revoked the other day, though. Seems he'd failed to get a chauffeur's license, hadn't received his cab operator's permit, and hadn't gotten the necessary clearance from the police department. The foregoing news item was for the comfort of any of you who may have gotten a traffic ticket lately.
Close the door, light the light. We're staying home tonight, far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away. Just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own.
Sonny James. Next, Herbie Mann and the orchestra, Unchain My Heart.
Thank you. You think you're uptight, and then you see the light of better ideas from Ford. Those better ideas from Ford. See the light, see the light, see the light.
Now's the time to see the light. Because there's never been a better time to buy the original success car, Mustang. Right now, for a limited time only, there are two new low-priced Mustang Sprints. One with special wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, and sporty C-stripe. The other has all that, plus wide oval tires, styled steel wheels, and fog lamps. See these low-priced Mustang Sprints and see why. The switch is on to Ford.
Those better.
Hi, this is Dan Rowan.
This is Dick Martin.
And we're asking the musical question, Funiculi Funicula.
For news, for songs to sing you, for comedy on NBC.
Ed McMahon for Monitor 68. Incidentally, the answer to that musical question, Funiculi Funicula, is Zena Zena. But right now, let's turn to music of another sort. Here's Michelle Lee, who's still trying to get rid of that persistent cad, L. David Sloan.
L. David Sloan, leave me alone. I'm begging for a chance to forget you, so maybe I can start anew. L. David Sloan.
Series of close-ups of people and events in this country and abroad, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. In a minute, a report on President Charles de Gaulle's latest disagreement with the world about money. First, this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. If there's one thing we're devoted to, it's the two-party system. Every Saturday night, too many Americans drive to one party, soak a few into their systems, and then to a second party and belt a few more, and then they get back into their cars and bang, hundreds of two-party Americans wind up in several parts. The two-party system has been such a smashing success that maybe we ought to get rid of it. And when we do, State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, just might be able to lower their already low rates and quicken their already quick claim service, simply because there'll be a lot fewer accidents. When you're driving, the best system is the no-party system.
For your car and your home and your life.
State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now here's Alan Simon with a report on the International Monetary Conference in Stockholm, Sweden.
France today refused to go along with the decision in Stockholm by 9 of the 10 richest nations in the free world to take a major step to strengthen our present international monetary system, a system which has kept the non-communist world in business since 1944. Led by the United States, the 9 countries agreed to create a new type of international reserve currency called paper gold. You'll never see it in your wallet, but it may eventually replace real gold as the basis for the dollar and other currencies. American participants in the Stockholm conference said today, before returning to Washington, today's decision to create paper gold should restore faith in the dollar, create a measure of stability in many stock exchanges, and provide some stability on the London gold market, which opens on Monday. France is not expected to join the plan in the near future. The Swedish chairman of the meeting, Krista Wickman, said today France's decision not to join, however, will not endanger the system. American sources say that even if France permanently refuses to join the paper gold plan, the system will work because 95% of the world's monetary reserves will be inside this system, a system designed to provide additional monetary reserves so that trade can expand. Most observers in Stockholm are optimistic about the paper gold helping to promote continued world prosperity. However, the French are expected to continue trading in real gold and wage a psychological battle with public statements to reduce confidence in this brand new idea. Alan Simon, NBC News, Stockholm.
Bring around the world another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events here and abroad. This report has also been brought to you by American Red Ball Moving Specialists.
It's the day of the big move. Make it an American Red Ball call, whatever size your move. Why? Because people have found that American Red Ball's exclusive red carpet service does wonders for their move. Call for American Red Ball. We're listed in the yellow pages. American Red Ball.
A long time ago when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games. kicking and splashing where the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns,
whose green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
The Unicorn, sung by the Irish Rovers. Very interesting, too. We Irish ordinarily see strange animals only on New Year's Eve.
Made Easter reservations?
Easter reservations?
Call your FTD florist and make Easter flower reservations now.
Ahead, the National Weather Picture, music by Frank Sinatra. So stay, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. There are two sides to every story, except on WNBC. We give three, the usual two and yours. That's a different story, and you get to tell it on WNBC. You did it during the garbage strike. Keep doing it. Add your voice to the news. Call WNBC and let New York know what you think.
Can you spare a little love? Sheltering Arms Children's Service has a long list of children who need your love. Children of all races, sizes, ages, and shapes. Boys and girls hungry for the love you can give them. Sheltering Arms is seeking both adoptive and foster parents and would be happy to hear from you and answer questions you have concerning child care. So won't you call and find out how you can become an adoptive or foster parent? Call OR94242.
Nationwide, it's NBC.
And right now on NBC Monitor, a look at the nation's weather. In a word, beautiful. The outlook for tomorrow, more of the same. Mild and pleasant for most of the country, but shower activity on the increase from the southern plains across the Mississippi and Ohio valleys into the Great Lakes region. Light snow flurries expected in the northern Rockies. Everywhere else, it's spring.
Everywhere along America's great highways, you see good service stations with a big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. That cabinet serves as a reminder that you never need to gamble when driving your car in bad weather with dead wiper blades that streak and blur your vision dangerously. Statistics show that reduced visibility caused by rain or snow on the windshield is responsible for a tragic percentage of traffic deaths. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Once dead, it can't stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision. Refill or replace your windshield wiper blades as soon as they start streaking at any service station where you see the big bright yellow ANCO cabinet. It's stocked with the world's finest windshield wipers, arms, and refills. ANCO by Anderson. The skilled ANCO man at the pump can quick fit your car correctly in mere seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Now here's my man Frank Sinatra with his latest, I Can't Believe I'm Losing You.
Is this the way our romance ends? I got the message when you said we could be friends. My love was true. I can't believe I'm losing you. We played a game take. But I stopped playing when my heart began to break. What can I do? I can't believe I'm losing you. Wish I could erase every little trace of love that's in the heart of me. Point of no return, and now it's still too new. I can't believe I'm losing you. It's still too new. I can't believe I'm losing you.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet, all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden. I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
what... You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Well, why should that bother you?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Buy any new Cub Cadet tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, and get the rotary mower free. This offer's limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors. Bob Hope flew into New York this week, even more welcome than the first robin of spring. He was master of ceremonies at the NBC Television Affiliates Convention Banquet last night at the Waldorf Astoria. He had a heart-to-heart, but not very serious talk with the assembled group. Here's part of what he had to say.
I'm happy to be here with the men who are planning such exciting new things for television. I understand that Phyllis Diller is coming back with a new show next year, which is kind of delightful. It proves that science fiction will always triumph over sex. I know you all know Phyllis, the den mother of the Dirty Dozen. I know you know her. And that's what television needs, another Smothers brother. Her last series didn't do too well in the Trendex, but it wasn't a fair test. Nobody polled Mars. And I don't think those legs hurt her a bit. She's got a lot of fan mail from flamingos. No, I don't want to be nasty about Phyllis because she's actually a marvelous gal and she's pretty. Well, I wouldn't say she's pretty. In fact, when she was born, the doctor held her up by her feet and smacked her right in the mouth. You will be seeing me again this fall. That'll help your night. If Chrysler renews my show, I'm fairly confident there are three very important men say they will renew. My fortune teller, my psychiatrist, and my guru. NBC has some wonderful new shows lined up for the fall. And, of course, we all always have Johnny Carson, NBC's answer to the pill. Some of the things they say on that Johnny Carson show, I just want to tell you, at my house, Newton Minow's picture turned itself to the wall. Now, the network's a little more lenient with Johnny Carson because he's on late at night when only the dirty people are awake. But Johnny has great appeal. Who else could get 10 million women to put their husbands on hold? And Johnny gets away with quite a bit, but who's going to argue with a guy who's got General Sarnoff holding the idiot cards? That was part of his deal. Rowan and Martin have tamed down their show a little since the rehearsal got raided. Laughing is a pretty wild show. Anything goes. They have a producer, director, and a lookout. Now, Laughing came up with a wonderful gimmick. They hired an editor who drinks. There's no telling where it'll end. Before the season's over, the flying nun may be smoking pot. She may never kick the habit.
Bob Hope, biting the hands that feed him. And they loved it at the NBC TV Affiliates Convention.
Has this ever happened to you? You're driving along, and then the monotony of driving gets you down. You're droopy. You've got the driving drowsies, and that could be dangerous. Well, fight back. Pull over and take No-Doze. It's got the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, and it's not habit-forming. No-Doze. No car should be without it.
Tijuana Brass. This is Monitor. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is coming up.
The Weymouth take a station break. Don't turn your set off. Don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind. There's still lots more time with Monitor.
Sports page, front page, entertainment page. The Bill Mazur Show turns from one main event of the day to another. This is Bill Mazur inviting you to join me as the men who are news make news on my program. Weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m. on WNBC Radio.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Modern expressways span New York State from border to border, They furnish us with fast, uninterrupted driving for pleasure and for keeping the goods that our economy demands on the move. Who plans these aids to today's living and oversees their upkeep? The New York State Department of Transportation. Keeping New York's road system as up-to-date as the cars that use them is a challenging job. The New York State Department of Transportation is meeting this challenge for today and for the future. The time is 5 o'clock.